You're listening to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
You can support us on Patreon and join our Discord server at patreon.com/WTFolklore.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she lived happily ever after.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to What the Folklore, Making Sense of Senseless Tales. I am your storyteller, Carmen.
I'm the crime weaver, Tyler.
I'm Gordy, sarcasm dispenser. Thank you, Steph Conley.
Twitter?
That is from Twitter. Probably the best way to get that in.
Hashtag WhatAmGordy.
Do it, so I don't have to.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, I mean, it is. If you get down to it, yeah. It's a way to engage, involve.
You can cut this out if you want to, but I did go back to listen to the origin of the Chairman episode.
Uh-huh.
Because people were asking about it. The beginning of that episode, it is very clear that What Am Gordy is starting to percolate in your mind because you are not interested in introducing yourself.
I don't remember that.
You were very obstinate about coming up with a title.
All right, sarcasm dispenser, what do we do on this show?
Carmen's going to read a strange fairy tale to me and Tyler, one that we've never heard, one that we hope some of you have never heard. We like to read stories that are a little bit more out of the way, a little stranger, ones that have not been adapted into major motion pictures yet. And we address it like a modern audience would. Is that a good explanation of things?
I feel like it is.
Yeah, basically.
Accurate.
Yeah. I feel like I'm trying to bridge a gap and it's not quite there every time I explain it.
Poke at the hole, sometimes make bigger holes and other times patch them up.
We're updating it for a modern audience. It's modern criticism of older stories.
Gordy, if it's not a full bridge yet, it is at least a Duke Boys jump.
It is a Duke Boys jump to meaning.
And we have made it every week.
So far. Yeah. That's what we're doing. What's going on?
Well, we have a Patreon producer this week.
Another Patreon producer.
Yeah, this episode is brought to you, listeners, by Sarah, who gets the Arne Thompson type 470A, a skeleton is invited to a wedding.
Ooh.
I picked that one because you said that you liked horror and spooky stuff, and I couldn't think of anything spookier.
Than a skeleton at a wedding?
What? Yeah, that would make me jump out of my skin, and then there'd be two skeletons.
It'd start a chain reaction, I'm afraid. There's one and then another.
The wedding is all skeletons and skin piles. It's pretty horrific.
A human skelepede.
Oh, no. That's coming, I'm sure. What have they done? Five of those movies?
No, I don't want to know.
More than one. I mean, one was too many. More than one is just grotesque.
We got it.
But thank you so much for your support.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Today, we are going over to the Wisconsin area of the United States for a sock legend.
We're going to get cheesy.
A sock legend?
Sacrosauk? I don't know.
Are you talking about the footsie warmers?
No, I'm talking about a Native American tribe of the Eastern Woodlands Culture Group.
Spell.
S-A-U-K or S-A. So we're going over there at the behest of Dave. And I'm going to ruin this name too. I think it's Helfrich. Dave, the jockey of the Golden Crab, is how he decided to introduce himself this time. Which title? Keep that going.
Approved.
Put that on a business card. Take you far. So Dave is sending us to there to read The Painted Turtle. This is one that's been on my list for a little while. Could not friggin' find the story.
But we found it now.
Dave found it for us very kindly.
Thank
you, another
Dave.
One of those scan and send situations.
Whatever works.
So this is from a book called American Indian Mythology, edited by Alice Lee Marriott in 1972, and available on Amazon for very cheap in used form and very expensive in new form.
Alrighty.
So if you're looking for more books, over there.
Wisconsin, you say?
Yeah.
Harley territory?
Sure.
Where they make the jeans?
Yeah, sure.
Paul Ryan? What else is in Wisconsin?
It's where cheese comes from, right?
Cheese, yeah. I forget that Wisconsin's a state.
And not just pure cheese.
It's like a very quiet and polite state.
I do. Like when I'm thinking about stuff that happens in states, Wisconsin, like nothing against it. I just kind of, oh yeah, we got Wisconsin up there too.
100% of the people I know from that area, from Wisconsin and the surrounding states, are very polite, very kind, friendly, extremely tall.
I don't know anybody from Wisconsin, I don't think. So maybe that's why I don't think about it very much.
Maybe.
Doesn't come up a lot.
Maybe. Yeah. I've met a couple, and they're like the most genuine human beings I have ever known. So cheese is good for you. Eat more of it.
It's not good for you.
Just eat cheese.
Don't eat it.
There's a reason why you're all sarcasm and they're all like...
Don't eat it because I can't.
Warm, buttery
therefore
kindness.
No one should.
You're like the anti-Wisconsin.
I can't eat it, so no one else can either.
All right, so we're going to read The Painted Turtle.
You by two?
Roald Dahl.
Sure. Yeah, thank you, Roald Dahl. You guys ready?
Do it.
Why not?
So this story comes with like a little author-written explanation in the beginning. It's like, this is one of the how and why stories that exist to explain some natural phenomena in the area. Someone looked at that and was like, I wonder where that came from. Thought about it and was like, well, probably this.
Do we get to know what it is?
Yeah, it's a painted turtle.
Oh.
Is it explaining painted turtles?
Yeah, like where they came from.
Oh, bigger painted turtle?
When a mama painted turtle and a dada painted turtle want a little...
Notice each other.
Want a little easel turtle of their own.
A tiny canvas turtle.
A tiny little canvas palette turtle.
Crayon turtle, as I call them.
This particular one was recorded after kind of the European invasion. So there's a lot of influence from the European folklore and Christianity. We're going to preface this with a couple of warnings for anyone who might be sensitive to certain kinds of content. Dory does prominently feature Jesus, but not the Jesus that like Bible talks about necessarily.
Interesting.
I mean, it's meant to be that Jesus, but it has been melded with other folklore to be different enough. So when we discuss this, we're talking this one.
Purely talking about a character in this story
and not
the biblical Jesus.
So like, we're going to go ahead and separate that connection here. And you're uncomfortable with, like, pressing their suits. Just know there's a touch of that in the story. Nothing too bad, but...
Pressing their suits?
Yep.
I don't know that mean? I know what that means.
What does that mean? Like a clothing thing?
No, like someone who's just, like, a real skeeve ball toward the ladies.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that expression.
Not familiar.
I thought that just meant, like, taking care of your clothes.
Okay, the expression came up in the last story. All right, so we're just going to, like, preface with that. It's not too bad. Kind of a skeeveball character, and...
Different from Jesus, right? Worth noting.
Okay. So once people lived in a village near a big lake that was all beautiful and clean, and every morning all the women went out to sweep the ground and keep it clean.
Sweep what?
The ground?
Just the ground, yeah.
Just yeah, like, okay.
Where the dirt is?
Yeah, just cleaning up the dirt.
Like, just so, like, moving it.
Yeah, but in a cleaning kind of way.
This dirt belongs over around this area.
And spreading now it's around. Organized.
Organizing the dirt.
Yeah. In the cleanest of the houses, Jesus lived with his grandmother.
In Wisconsin? Yeah, okay, I can see him. Well, right, not the biblical Jesus. Different Jesus.
So people say he was sent to the earth to teach everybody how to do good and what the right way to live is, and his grandmother was just like him.
What's the grandma's name?
Grandma.
Grandma.
Grandmama.
Grandmama.
Meemaw.
General Grievous.
Meepers. Yeah, well, yeah, because Jesus is in that movie too, right?
Yeah.
That white bearded...
That's when they meet.
That white bearded man in the robe.
Well, I just mean that Jesus and General Grievous live together.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in Star Wars.
Up in Wiskeevis.
The intergenerational between them is Jeebus.
Okay, now.
It's Grievous, Jeebus, and then Jesus. That's the family tree. The grandmother was a fine old lady, and General Grievous was a fine old lady.
Yeah.
Helping the needy and teaching the younger women all the women tricks that women need to know to do women things.
Man, this is a mental image I did not intend to give myself.
General Grievous.
And now I can't escape.
Like a grandmotherly dress.
Teaching ladies how to do chores and stuff.
Yeah. Like, with four arms, you get double the sweeping done.
It's spinning them around like those lightsabers. You can sweep a lot of dirt real fast.
That's why their house is the cleanest.
Yeah, because Grandma Grievous. You know, I thought we hit on the title earlier, but now I'm not so sure.
You can't be too sure. There's always contenders.
Yeah, they lurk in the future where we don't know yet. Also, I think this is an example of poking more holes in a story.
Oops.
This is not making it. We're supposed to fix plot holes. We sometimes don't.
In the house across the village, the soft-shell turtle lived by himself. He didn't have a wife, but he was a ladies' man and spent his time flirting with every woman who would even look at him.
Does have a house, though.
Does have a house. No wife.
Is this the Skeeve?
Yeah, this is our Skeeve.
The turtle?
Yeah.
I can deal with a skeevy turtle.
Skeevus.
General Skeevus the turtle. As he's called. If you are going to be like a skeeve ball, I bet it's really handy to have a house on your back. Be like, hey, do you want
to... If you need
like,
to hit the road?
Yeah, like you want... Oh, I was going to say, like you want to come back to my place? It's here.
We're at
it's,
it.
It's on my back. Let me unpack it real quick.
I thought you were going for a chased out of town kind of situation.
Yeah, that too, when you are inevitably chased out, you do have like, what does that look like for a person? A tent?
Yeah,
a
but bindle. One that they're like attached to.
Just like, you know what? You know
like
what?
If you wore a tent.
It's like a backpack that has like a like canvas in it that you can pull out, spread over yourself like a tent.
That would be useful.
What if you just hop down the road in a sleeping bag with just like accoutrement at the bottom?
Like what?
Like a toaster.
Yeah.
A
toaster.
Your
some
favorite
beef jerky.
Bowling ball.
Just the stuff that you're gonna need when you're hopping down the road, like your bowling ball and toaster. Yeah.
And beef jerky for energy.
Yeah.
I get it.
So he took...
Snap into a Slim James.
He took girls away from their sweethearts and wives away from their husbands and just generally made a lot of trouble for everybody. The village gets in such a uproar that Jesus' grandmother like pulls Jesus aside and is like, son, it's time.
We need to do something about him.
You gotta fix the turtle problem. No one is getting anything done for it because of him, and even my four arms can't keep up with all the sweeping.
George Lucas himself would weep at that impression. It was so spot on.
For Grandma Grievous.
Yeah. His throat waddle would swell up with sadness.
with tears.
With emotion.
Men won't go hunting so that they don't
it's
have
like
to...
It's like I'm back on set.
That's not George Lucas'
it is.
Voice. Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Get a little more Kermit like in there.
Kermit?
It's
like
yeah,
a croaky kind of voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Man, I'd have to hear a reference.
You weren't that far off, I don't think.
George Lucas.
Yeah. I buy it.
I made Star Wars.
I made the Grievous.
I made Grievous. Grandma Grievous by George Lucas, copyright.
Age 63 or whatever.
It's up on the fridge.
Yeah. It's the crown drawing of Grandma Grievous.
Four brooms.
The men won't go hunting so that they don't have to leave their wives alone, and the women won't gather anything because they're afraid of him, which implies flirting is not necessarily consensual.
Doesn't sound like it.
Nah, probably not.
You, Jesus, were sent here so people could live happily and at peace with one another, so go do your job. All right, Jesus said, I will. So, would you guys like to guess how Jesus is going to solve this?
Soup.
Turtle soup?
Turtle soup.
He's going to handle it like an adult and just go reason with the turtle and say, you're making people uncomfortable, you need to cut it out.
Sort of close.
Children's card games.
Children's card games. I changed my answer. It's children's card games.
There you go, 100%.
Why would you... Yeah, why... He brings a deck of cards. He's like, I challenge you, painted turtle, to Junker. Is that it?
Soup is involved.
Junker or Euchre?
Euchre.
The card game.
Euchre-o!
Soup is involved, surprisingly.
But not out of the turtle?
No. Jesus turns himself into a beautiful young woman.
Okay.
Can we back up? Yep. Who wrote this or made it up or collected it and when?
Alice Lee Marriott collected it in 1972, but it was a silk legend.
Yeah.
Earlier?
Give me the name again.
Earlier?
The Painted Turtle.
The person who collected it.
Alice Lee Marriott.
It's interesting just like historically that they got wind of Jesus, but like I don't know if they just kind of didn't know how to place him quite right and just sort of worked hooked him in?
Well, no, what happened is that this woman heard a legend put Jesus in it.
No. She didn't put Jesus in it. Like, this is a legend that was warped through European influence.
I thought it was... I thought that was the European influence, was putting Jesus in it.
Yeah.
Yes, but not by the collector.
Yeah, she's, right. She's significantly after
so there,
that.
So, like, it was a legend about a turtle.
Yeah, there's no...
Europeans colonized the area, introduced some...
So this, like...
Some other elements.
This folk hero.
Right, what I'm saying is that we have to assume that this was somebody other than Jesus, and then somebody heard the story and said, this is something Jesus would do.
I have no idea.
No, I think...
I'm not going to speculate as to motives.
I think what happened here, you have the existing culture hero.
Yes.
This tale was about.
Right.
Europeans.
Name lost to time.
Brought Jesus over and like semi-converted. And so the stories just sort of melded together.
Yeah.
But I don't think Europeans took their story. It was like, well, let's just make that about Jesus so much as like they took what they understood of Jesus and applied it to the things that they already told.
I don't mean like physically changed it. I mean like the influence was like, this is the Jesus figure.
Yeah. Like our culture hero. Like Jesus is your culture hero. So we'll just put him in.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm saying the thing, these ideas make. Next.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's all I was getting at. When that works for me. Yeah, curious.
This is just a warping of an existing tale. Yeah. So Jesus is now a beautiful woman, and he picks up a bowl of corn soup and walked across the village to the turtle's house.
I'm gonna say that I called it.
Probably, it's close enough.
I did say soup.
Probably the closest gotten to a guessing.
To a correct guess.
Yeah.
I said soup, and I also had a silent woman in front of it.
but you don't pronounce that part.
Yeah, you don't pronounce that.
Because she's silent.
Right.
Of course. Yeah, now, we haven't ruled...
So I did guess correctly. That's what I'm saying.
We haven't ruled out a card game yet.
That's fair.
Right. We could both be right.
Yeah. This is a multi-level solution.
And you did say card game first.
Yes. So it's Tyler's double right and Gordy's on board.
You could... Yeah, I... You could be double right.
Can we change the name of the show? Tyler's double right and Gordy's on board.
Yeah.
Ride the coattails.
If there is a children's card game in this story, then sure, why not?
So Jesus is now outside the turtle's house and imitates the girl's voice and says, "Here I am. I've brought you a present."
Now, is that what you think women sound like?
Yeah.
Where do you get that from?
I mean, I listen to myself talk, and it's basically 100%
seems
accurate.
Seems very sexist of you.
That's how I think guys imitating women sound.
I see.
Where would you get that impression, I wonder?
Like, every time my dad has imitated my mom's voice to screech at us.
And, okay, that's the voice he uses?
No, it was like, "Sarah!"
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
It's more of a general Grievous.
Yeah.
More in the Grievous... The Grievous range of women's voices. Sort of like that smoker, like dying smoker voice.
Yeah, but like really high pitched.
Yes. Grievous as a woman.
Right. Wait, which one's a woman? I guess they're both women now.
Everybody's women.
Yeah, they're everybody's women.
So the turtle's like, "Yeah, come in. Of course you brought me a present." Woman Jesus goes inside, and Turtle is sitting on his bed, leaning against a log and painting his face.
Clown.
He does paint a red dot on each cheek.
ICP.
And a
makeup.
Red dot on his forehead, and he parts his hair down the middle and paints a red, like, in the part of
going
his hair.
Going to the dark carnival?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It related to ICP?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
What?
Keep going.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
That's the extent of my knowledge.
Tell me about the Dark Carnival for ICP fans.
They worship the Hatchet Man.
Yeah, okay, I know about the Hatchet Man. What's the Dark Carnival?
That's their gathering.
Man.
That's ICP Con.
Okay, like this, is it like copyright infringement if we take that and turn it into like a fantasy book? Because it's like, there on the edge.
I think yes, it is.
It's right there on the edge. It might as well be like a fantasy setting.
Might as well be public domain.
Yeah. The Hatchet Man? They
have the Dark Carnival?
They haven't copyrighted that.
I feel like they might have.
I want to see the paperwork on Hatchet Man as IP or ICP.
All right. So he's painting his face. And while he's doing that, he spits into the fire. And the spittle turns into pearls and diamonds.
Like turtles do.
Yeah.
It's
like
a good power, I guess.
Noted turtle power up.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did all the time. Mm-hmm. That's how they funded their missions.
That was the Ninja Turtles' first miracle, was turning pizza into pearls.
That turtle says, "I pick them up," rather indifferently. plenty more where those came from. I have so much spit, you just don't even know. Jesus woman.
I got pearl spit, girl.
Jesus.
It's a very uncomfortable way to begin the pickup process.
Yeah, to like, just like, don't spit worry. Diamonds on the ground.
I have a lot of saliva. And it's all coming your way.
We will not go wanting for saliva.
Pick it up.
This is going to be a soggy evening.
Pick up my saliva.
Jesus woman does gather the spit jewels. Turtle did a red line around one of his legs and then spat again. More jewels coming out. And then does it again with the other leg.
Is he doing an incantation?
Like a painting is the spell?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is he in a circle of salt?
Leaning on a log in bed.
Is log made of salt?
Log?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a salt bed.
Is it a pillar?
So he says, oh, you can have those two. And if you want to come for a walk with me in the woods, I'll give you something better.
Gross.
Then Pearl, what could be better?
Oh, a really bad joke came to mind.
Here... I can sympathize with people in this situation because like I am like I know that like if somebody like offers something, I find it really hard to turn them down, like even if it's
kind of uncomfortable,
like a little bit on the edge, like I'm so worried that like I'm gonna misunderstand and be like accidentally be very rude or mean to them, that I'll just be like, okay, do you want to go good. To the woods? Maybe we not
can,
like
we can skip, I don't know,
maybe not like let me take you into the woods, that's a little bit more of a red flag, but
nah dude, I'm busy today.
Yeah, but now imagine that you're Grievous Jesus.
Yes, if I have four arms it's a different story.
And a heart of gold.
For more arms, more punch. Right. So if Less, they do,
yeah. If you're rude, then you can just punch your way out of the awkward if situation. They do,
I can Machamp. Wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Machop, Machoke, Machamp. Which one gets the forearms Machamp. Though? Just the final evolution, yeah. not the middle one.
The first one's the baby.
Yeah.
Second one's beefy boy.
Just got the two arms.
Just got the two.
And Machamp gets the four.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Give me those.
Give me four beefy arms. Punch my way out of the woods with. And then I'm good to go.
So Jesus woman says, oh, I don't know if I ought to walk in the woods with anybody.
Yeah, be stronger than me.
My grandmother told me that's the way girls get in trouble.
Good, yeah.
Grievous has great advice.
Good for Grievous.
All four arms, doling out that good wisdom.
Grandma General Grievous's good advice.
Gredvice.
Gredvice for girls.
Good guidance for girls.
There it is. Good girls guidance.
From Grandma General Grievous. It's like an old, like the kind of old fashioned looking book covers where it's the text and then there's a little circle in the middle with a picture of Grandma Grievous with a pie.
With in two pies.
Four pies.
Four pies, four arms.
but still with like the really curly grandma hair.
Yeah. Subtitle, A Study of the Womanly Arts.
Charles says, look at me. Don't you think I'm handsome? Don't you like the way I'm painted? Don't you like ICP?
I don't, actually. Kind of creepy the way you're painted.
Why is it a turtle? I don't know. This is the kind of context we're ignoring or not looking up. I wonder why it's a turtle.
Yeah, I'm curious if,
maybe we'll
if
get
Jesus
there.
Was originally like a coyote or something who usually gets into these sort of scrapes.
These turtle scrapes?
Yeah, like if more of the characters were animal people.
Mm-hmm. Like, are, I don't know. Like, are turtles particularly historically horny?
Quickly Google, how randy are turtles?
Well, the ones that I'm familiar with are teenaged.
Yes.
So I have to imagine
probably
hormones are playing a factor.
Probably they're pretty rare and to go. They don't address that in that show.
Not usually.
I mean, they hang...
Unless pizza's a metaphor.
Pizza's a metaphor, and they do like April a lot.
Well, they hang out with April an awful lot.
A pair of amorous turtles kind of threatened to upstage the Brighton Fringe launch in March of 2014. So
probably based on that then.
Yeah. that moment.
We sourced it.
Inspired the story.
In the future past.
All right, so, do you think such a fine man as I would get a girl in trouble?
Yeah.
You've done it.
Got like a reputation there, my dude.
Noted experiences.
I just don't know, Jesus woman says, turning the jewels in her hands. Oh, come on, the turtle insists, now really wanting this girl, because she is resisting, and then what's appealing than that?
playing hard to get.
Yeah, I'll show you all sorts of things.
Is that a direct quote?
Yes.
All sorts of things. Turtle Peebus? Turtle Peebus.
How many Peebus do turtle have?
Crabs have two. I think turtles just have one.
What has two?
Crabs.
Crabs, snakes.
Do they, or is it they forked? Do.
I think they have two. I think there's one on each side because they twist together.
It's how they propel.
And depending on which, that's how they row with their twin dicks. forward in the dirt.
The secret of snake movement.
That's how they hover.
With their okay.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog's little friend.
Oh man. I bet if you look around on the internet you can find something like that too.
I don't think you need to look around.
it'll
just
find
need to, like,
you.
Dip your toe into the
Sonic,
internet.
Sonic Erotica finds you.
It floats towards you like a candy wrapper in a
like,
summer pool.
Or like a snake in the forest.
Like Sonic's very good friend Tails.
Well, all right, Jesus woman says, and follows him out into the woods. After a long walk, they come into a clearing, and the trees roof the clearing like a summer house. Turtle sits down against a tree and says, "Here we are. Come sit beside me, my little sweetheart." And he licks his lips and waggles his eyebrows and oozes a bit.
Oozes what?
Geeviness.
The secret of the ooze.
This is my editorializing. He just wants her to sit next to him.
Okay.
So Jesus woman sits next to him and he puts an arm around her. He says, "Isn't this nice?" And then slides down until he's laying flat on the ground. He's like the saddest high schooler trying to like flirt with someone.
Yeah. On his back?
Like, put your arm around girl and then you like slide laying down. It's like, yeah.
Oh, look what happened.
Whoops. Why don't you lie down here with me?
And this is him, like, after many chances to practice as well.
Yeah, like he's got no game. So Jesus woman lay down beside the turtle, and pretty soon turtle closed his eyes because Jesus woman had used her magic to put a spell on him, and soon he was drowsy and asleep.
Pearl magic?
Sure.
Were the pearls involved?
No.
You said they were being swirled around.
And her hand while she was considering the offer.
Yeah, like a fushigi.
Sure. She put a fushigi spell on him.
And just like slow acting fushigi spell. He could get through a walk in the woods just fine.
Bowie did to Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, that's slower because they're little.
Because they're little?
Yeah, they're tiny pearls. All right, so as soon as he's asleep, Jesus woman gets up and then finds a rotten log in the underbrush, which was alive and crawling with red ants, kind that can kill you if you get bit by them too much. So she rolled the log to the turtle and the turtle sleepily drew it close to him.
Pillow?
Yeah, or like someone that you're sleeping beside, cuddle some sort. The ants start crawling on him and he says, "Oh, don't do that, you tickle." And they keep crawling on him because they're ants and they don't give a shit.
And they don't listen to turtle rules.
Ants don't play by turtle rules.
And it gets more uncomfortable and then orders, "Lie still. You can't find out what I brought you here for if you keep on tickling." So I guess tickling kills his boner.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker for turtles.
The ants are now angry enough to begin biting and do so in force. Turtle.
Are they angry because he keeps telling them turtle rules and they don't play by them?
Right, like we make ant rules and you live by those.
Everyone lives by ant rule.
I mean, if there are enough of them, yes, you live by ant rules. It is hard to get away from ant rules.
We have all been under martial ant law for our entire lives.
Yeah,
it's kind of true, though.
Yeah, I have accidentally, like, put a hand into like, ant nest, ant pile.
And you have learned your lesson.
Yeah, it is definitely, like, ant rules go at that point. Yeah. Like, they will let you know where you fucked up.
Yeah, I follow ant rules. Like, I've had ants, you know, you just walk around outside in the summer here, and an ant will crawl on you, and you don't notice it, because it's one ant, and then it will just suddenly decide, does not like you. So I've been sitting in the car, and then felt, like, a really sharp pain in my stomach, and I, like, lift up my shirt, and there's a friggin' ant hanging off me.
Hanging out?
Yeah. Like, I hadn't even been outside in a while, so it had hung out on me for a while before deciding.
Well, it was using you like a bus.
Yeah.
And it just pulled the tag. It says, "This is my stop.
Ready to be done now."
Hi. Just drop me out the window here, please. Dinging red ants. Fire ants. Is that what we have here?
Presumably.
One of them. So, Turtle, of course, as you do when ants start biting you, sits up very upset and throws the log away. Then he looks up and sees Jesus woman changing in front of him back to his own form. So there's no question about who he was seducing.
So the whole punishment was trial by ants.
Yeah, kind of like a children's card game.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So Jesus now looks at him and says, "Now you've made enough trouble for all the people, and you've upset the village long enough.
And the ants.
From now on, people will know what you are, because with all your fancy paint, you'll crawl around on your belly. And I'm leaving the paint on you so that everyone will always recognize you for what you are. Not just like a regular turtle. You're this jackass turtle."
I gotta look up a picture of a painted turtle.
"And this story is to be told to young men as a warning of what may happen to them if they act like turtles. So you too, do not emulate the turtle."
You heard it here first. Be a Grievous, don't be a turtle.
Is that the end?
That's the end of the story. Got your whole moral lesson neatly wrapped up in a pile of ants.
What did the ants do?
Bit him.
There is some
But
color.
Like a whole bunch? Like, why was he... Are we supposed to assume his back was sore from bites?
No.
And that's why he crawls around on his belly now?
No, he got bit because funny, and then got turned into turtle because punishment.
But he was already a turtle.
Yeah, but more a turtle and less a man person.
So less a teenage mutant.
Yeah.
And more of a turtle.
Yeah, he was sort of a turtle man before. Like, he stood up and walked around and stuff.
Two legs?
Well, I think he was one of the folk characters that are, like, named after the animal, but they are people.
And then become turtle.
Yeah.
So he was a full-ass human being called Turtle.
Yes.
Like Entourage. Right?
Like Entourage? There's someone named Turtle in Entourage?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's all I got.
Who?
The one named Turtle.
You have left my wheelhouse entirely.
It's not in mine. That's the only factoid I've got.
Who's the king of Entourage again?
Turtle.
No, the other one? The one who, like, is in charge? Who's, like, the headline person? No? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, whose show it is?
Ray.
What?
Ray.
I don't know. Anyway, okay.
Raymond.
Raymond. Ray Romano. Yeah. Okay. So, Turtle is a person.
Was.
Was a person. That's how we're reading it.
And it was just, like, a jerk-ass person.
He was a jerk person who painted himself, tried to seduce a woman, turned out to be Jesus in disguise.
Yeah, because Grandma Grievous told him to.
Because Grandma Grievous taught him right, raised him the right way. They go out into the woods. Jesus woman casts a spell on him.
Mm-hmm. Not involving the pearls.
Which makes all the ants bite him, and he just crawls on his belly now.
Yep.
And is painted forever.
Yes, and is turned into an actual turtle.
Yeah, and that way, when you like are walking around the woods, and you look at a painted turtle, you're like, I know what you are, Jack. Yes.
You're a little shit.
Keeping my children away from you. Do they make good pets?
They're endangered, so they're illegal to have as pets.
Wow. Well, yeah. Look how the mighty have fallen. I mean, it kind of wraps itself up.
I mean, I don't know why the turtle would be this randy jerk.
Yeah, I don't...
Like, I'm looking
into... The disconnect I'm having is the painted turtle with the rest of it. Like why this turtle?
Why it's a turtle instead of another animal?
Why specifically a painted turtle?
Because I'm sure they're...
Are they poisonous?
No.
Are they dangerous?
No, they're tiny.
Does this apply for all turtles in some form or fashion? Like, it's just the painted turtle, but other turtles were not like this.
Well, apparently in Algonquin tribes, painted turtle was a trickster.
Yeah.
Is that who we're talking about? We're not talking about Algonquins.
No, we're in the Selk area.
Yeah.
Like, looking at the actual turtles, like what they do with their lives, it is not much. I'm looking at their mating process in particular to see if there's anything like unusually gross about them.
Or frequent.
Yeah, it's not really though, because it's spring and fall and they like do it underwater. So, you know.
I mean, that's not... weird. Yeah, this is, we don't know. We're going to try to reverse engineer this. I'm sure, like, we're not trying to, like, make fun of this tradition or this group of people. We're just going to try to reverse engineer how a person would conceive of this story.
Because the moral is to not act this way.
Yeah, don't be a turtle.
Like, the moral's fine, yeah. Like, yeah. Don't be like that.
But
great. I'm on board.
The consequence, presumably, to be one of these turtles.
If you are like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta crawl around on the ground now.
Right.
And it underwater.
Maybe be bitten by a bunch of ants, which I don't...
I'm just wondering if there was another reason for these turtles to be hated already or disliked.
You mean because being turned into a turtle is such a bad thing?
Well, like, why target this animal of all the animals around?
Don't
Many
know.
Many of whom probably hump openly and
maybe
and
there
frequently.
Were maybe there were a lot of them nearby and they were just
kind of looking at them.
They were just on
these
people's
little painted
minds.
Bitches.
It's just all up in our business.
Maybe we're going to take you down a peg and maybe say you got bit on the dick by ants.
Maybe they, like, when walking through the woods, they'd, like, get a glimpse of something red, and they would think, oh, no, I've got ants all over me. That's, like, that's bad. And they'd look down, and it was just a turtle. And they'd be like, oh, man, like, it's just a turtle again. You fooled me.
I thought it was ants. The ants were coming for
it's
me.
It's just a turtle. You scared me. We gotta,
I thought
we,
my time had come.
We got to get these turtles back somehow for being...
So ant-like.
Jesus. I know this is a flimsy theory.
Ant-Jesus. Well, like a lot of these stories that kind of explain the origin of something, you can see the connect the dots thing. You get stories about, you know, raven flying too close to the sun or too close to a fire and getting all sooty. And that's why ravens are all black.
Like, I definitely knew before you even said, like, word one of story that the painting going to be, like, a marker of some kind.
Right, like, part of that. And that's one of the...
This is an indicator of a crime.
Sure, yeah.
Turtle
like,
crime.
I get, I get that, but, I mean, I guess, like, being demoted to an animal is, like, punishment in itself.
Yeah, depending on how you
right,
look
like
at it.
Right, like, how did this one get to be an animal? Well,
he was a real jackass.
He did a crime, and now he's an animal.
The painting part, the way that it's presented in the story, devoid of context, just seems like an afterthought.
He was doing his makeup,
yeah,
basically.
Like, if it was, like, especially gaudy makeup.
Getting that smoky eye look.
Like, like if it was like a vanity thing, even
right,
it would make more sense.
Is and that,
it might be,
angle?
But the way that it's presented in the story, it's just like
hanging out
he
in his
happened
room.
To be doing this, and now he looks this way forever.
Yeah, well,
like it caught him at a weird time.
The moral is really dress every day like you're gonna die in those clothes.
Like you'll be a turtle tomorrow.
Yeah, dress like how you want to be punished.
Like you're gonna become a turtle. Like, what you're wearing right now will become your turtle markings if you're turned into a turtle.
I don't know if that's the moral I want to put out in the world. Dress like how you want to be punished. Like
if your fashion choices are going to be like part of your body for the rest of your life because you have been transformed into an animal, make sure that they are exactly how you want them.
I mean, the better moral is don't do the thing that gets you turned into a turtle.
I mean,
but if you're pretty sure that it's going to happen,
if you're committed to the turtle lifestyle,
yeah. If you
if
you're okay with that, yeah, maybe just dress nice that day so you get good markings when it happens.
Be a little tuxedo turtle.
Like it would suck to do it in your like Saturday slumming around shirt and your sweatpants.
Yeah, if you Google pictures,
like, that's how the blobfish happened.
Google pick the blobfish went out in sweatpants
and committed a crime.
And then whatever power turns people into animals when they do crimes is like, all right, blobfish, like you had a chance to look nice.
If
but
the story is to be believed, it is Jesus
in this
that
yeah,
turns people into animals
it's the
for
spell,
crimes.
I guess.
But we have like fairies who do the same thing. Like there's a task force out there transforming crimes into animals.
Perceived crimes sometimes.
Yeah.
Or slights, case of fairies.
Yeah. I mean, this one is judicious.
Yes.
Like, seems like Turtle earned it.
Yeah.
And probably had plenty of chances to walk the behavior back and didn't. Yeah, the moral I'm fine with. I want, like, rather than having issues with this story, I want to know about the logic applied elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what other animals did what?
I have one final issue.
Okay.
Before we examine animal crimes.
Okay. Yeah, you want
to... Why,
yeah, go ahead.
Like, the crimes were known.
Right.
He was sent to divvy punishment by Grandma Grievous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta go handle this. Why did he spend all day just, like, jerking this guy around?
I guess the blue balling is just, like, that extra level.
I mean, don't you have to, like, catch him in the act and have proof?
Like, you can know this guy's internet creep or whatever, but you gotta have the undercover cop sitting there.
It was due process.
I mean, it's like, yeah, you can't just be like, oh, like, we know that guy sells crack.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta do the sting and get him.
Right.
Right? Although, Jesus should have told him, because this is entrapment now. Because he didn't tell him, and that might be against the law, but...
Hello, I've brought you a present. Also, I'm a cop.
I mean, you, like, in that situation, if you are a cop in that situation, you do have to tell them, can be very quiet under your breath. Like, if you, that is actually, I think, a significant part of the police academy.
It's like how to,
is learning,
how to whisper, right?
Is learning how to be like, hi, my name's Dave, I'll be your dealer, also I'm a cop.
Hello, fellow youths of the streets.
Hello, fellow drug users, I'm a cop.
Where are the drugs around? Constable on patrol.
My last issue with this before we talk animal crimes, because that seems a lot more fun, mm-hmm. is why the heck the jewel spit?
Yeah, what was the relevance?
Oh, yeah. That was, maybe he was just, like, flashy. Like, he's, I don't know.
Just a little extra tchotchke for Grandma Grievous.
Yeah, is it, like, an arrogance thing?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, jewel spitting has been, like, that's a thing in other stories, but usually a gift for yeah. good behavior.
Yeah, it seems like, definitely, is it something that he lost like when he turned into a turtle? Like not only are you a turtle, but you can't spit diamonds anymore or whatever.
You're not rich anymore.
Or like, is that something that turtles are supposed to be able to do?
Because, yeah,
should we go find a turtle?
Crack it open, look for diamonds?
No, then you're the goose, the golden egg situation. You gotta wait for it to spit diamonds out on its own damn time.
That's true. True, yeah. I need like a custom aquarium, terrarium. Turtles are the ones that are go in water.
No, they do.
Tortoises don't go in water.
Right. These ones go in there to fuck.
They're the same thing.
Turtles are also stanky as hell, so if you start a turtle aquarium, you're doing it in a different apartment.
I'll take over another one and I'll just use it to harvest diamonds.
What would you say to precious jewels, though?
Stinky precious jewels.
As a recompense.
Could pay our rent in stinky precious jewels. But if we went down to the leasing office and just put a pile of turtle diamonds on the desk.
Like these slightly soggy diamonds, like little bits of seaweed stuck in them.
Even here
just,
you go.
Even just once, that would be fantastic.
I think
we get the notice that it's due. We just walk down with a handful of stinky jewels.
I think you'll find this covers the bill.
Also, a good way to take over another apartment complex is to just
buy them out with turtle jewels.
No, like start an aquarium very nearby them, like next to a vent or something, and just, then stink them out.
Just kind of blow. Like, I mean, there are apartments nearby. Tried to do that to us, it seems, with various smells.
Herbs and spices.
And yep. sounds.
Yeah, definitely the sounds. So,
yeah, it seems like it's just self-defense at this point.
Yeah, you're gonna blow weed smoke into my bathroom while this turtle poo.
It's quite a retaliation.
All right, animal crimes. We didn't solve any of those problems. We're just confused.
Does this logic get applied everywhere? Turtle is a turtle because he did something wrong.
Are all animals if-then crimes?
Yeah, like owl did X, and now look at him.
Yeah, well, we've covered owl.
Have we? When did we cover owl?
Owl is the entire city of Florence.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, we have a knit representation of that in here
with a delightful hat.
He was supposed to meet a lady, but...
He chickened out?
Yeah, lives at nighttime.
So that one checks out, actually. That's why owl is owl.
Yeah.
But, like, is that in fairy
bat
tale?
Bat is bat because his mom was sick and the son screwed him over.
Something like that.
And he's very distractible. Like, bat is bat because he's distractible.
Was that the Dr. Antelope?
Dr. Lope?
Yeah,
Dr. Lope from, like, way, way back.
What did Dr. Lope do?
What did Dr. Lope do?
Yeah. Malpractice.
What kind of malpractice?
Probably malpractice. Broke the Hippocratic Oath or something. Lost his human medical license. Had to practice on animals, which is called being a vet, I think. And it takes a lot of schooling.
So Dr. Lope is like a Shaggy DA situation where it was a human surgeon who was cursed to be a deer until he does 100 good deeds.
I guess so. I did not think we'd be dragging up Dr. Lope. That's from like episode 8.
It is year 1 material.
Of this show. It is like in the first 10, I think.
It's early.
Yeah.
It's titular if you do want to find it. I wouldn't recommend it. Sound quality's not great.
Yeah, but... well. Yeah, well. It's all right. I mean, listen to it.
Everyone starts somewhere.
But yeah, so like across all these stories that we have read, this is consistent, like animals are animals because
they did a crime.
because they goofed up somewhere.
We got the whole story about that, where like birds were people who talk too much. And what maybe was this maybe one? All the, that's the Green Serpent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, interlude in the forest for no reason.
Right. Yet people did not, like, think well of animals back in them days.
Snakes are snakes for the crime of being born.
Yeah.
Or for being fairies. Fairies in a trial situation.
I feel like we're coming around on animals now that we're, you know, hunting them and driving them to extinction. Now we're like, look up to them a little bit more.
Is that why there's always an animal A-team in these stories? Because every animal has 100 good deeds it needs to do. And they're all just clamoring to be on a task force.
Like some lost royalty is wandering through the woods and needs favors. The animals are like, that's 1% of my humanhood back. Humanity is the word, not humanhood.
Give me an Estus flask.
Yeah. Dark Souls my way back into the living world. I mean, that does make sense. What do you think the narwhal did to get in that situation? Like, the only fish that's got a horn, except for Sea King, obviously.
Kind of fencing crime, maybe?
Fencing? Does the form fit the crime? I don't know that this one does, especially. Like, you have to...
Yeah, not really.
Like, you have to walk on your belly. Okay. Like, it's not related to the thing he did.
Yeah.
Unless, like... He painted his back real good.
What do you think better crime for this punishment would be? Like, if you were going to explain a painted turtle.
Well, it would be more vanity-based, like, around the painting.
Right, like, being super colorful.
Yeah, vanity makes more sense to me. Like, you were vain, and now you have, like, you got all the flashy colors, but you crawl around and carry, like, a heavy thing. Or being, I don't know, being lazy, maybe?
Maybe you
have to carry your heavy shell everywhere.
Yeah, like maybe you're so vain you don't help out with the chores.
Yeah.
You leave Grandma Grievous to do all the sweeping.
Listen, we know she's good at it, but she's getting up there.
Yeah, like some help. Four.
Pick up a finger, do the dishes.
Like
or
four 80-year-old arms is the same as one 20-year-old arm.
Windmilling brooms.
I mean, she is a blur. Still. Like, she's got it, but she won't forever. Yeah. So learn the craft.
She's a geriatric blur.
a geriatric blur. Geralt of Rivia in combat.
That one got me pretty hard.
I want to develop a video game about Grandma Grievous. The four-armed grandmother who does chores very fast and good.
I mean, it's called The Witcher already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
just an elderly grandma who does chores for everyone around the village.
Okay, yeah, kind of. You got to switch a few words around, but yes, I see your point. I mean, it is definitely an RPG.
Geraltma?
No. No.
You don't feel that one?
It's too far. Too far. You got four buttons on the controller. You got four arms.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like Octodad.
Yeah, it is like Octodad. It's that kind of experience.
You got to clean your way around a lazy teenager putting on their goth makeup.
your juggalo son or daughter, you have to clean your way around them and get them to their ICP concert in time.
And if you do it all really well, like someone will come and turn them into a turtle for being useless.
It's an interesting character creator that you just accidentally made up, Courtney.
Did I? What?
Like, in this game, you are a grandmother. You don't get to decide on that.
Yeah.
But you do get to pick different features of your juggalo grandchild.
You get to...
Like,
you
is
get
it to... a grandson or a granddaughter? Like, what does their makeup look like?
You get to design sort of like the chief obstacle / adversary to your goals.
Kind of a switch on how you usually do things.
A lot of these games, you spend all this time building up the perfect character and then you look at the back of their head the whole time. So yeah.
It would make more sense to make your adversary that you're looking at all the time.
If you're going to have to stare at this person while you geriatrically spin brooms around them.
I want to be able to design my villains in games generally. I mean, Pokemon lets you name Gary.
Yeah.
That's about as close as it gets, I think.
That's the only time we've ever gotten that opportunity.
That's an untapped market.
Here's your groundbreaking game about a four-armed grandma trying to clean up around an ICP grandchild.
I am worried it's going to take a lot of development for one person, but I think it's worth it.
Tyler and I can probably work together on that art.
You want to rig up a four-armed grandma? Get me that character rig so I can give it physics.
It will have to be 2D.
That's not acceptable. This is for VR only.
if you're not really experience.
If you're not playing it in VR, then you are not getting my artistic vision.
Yeah.
You gotta experience the grandma broom.
You need
life.
To see through Grievous's eyes.
Yes.
And that's what the story was about.
I think, yeah. That's certainly what I remember from it.
And it's got a built-in system of, like, rewards, because if you do your cleaning well, hit up against your child with the broom, and they just spit some diamonds at you. And they use that to buy in-game upgrades to your brooms and stuff.
They do cost real money, though.
Yeah. You can buy jewels.
You can buy jewels from your juggalo
from the local turtle.
Cringe. From a local turtle, yes.
Be a fun game that would make no sense to anyone who had not listened to a specific episode of this specific podcast.
It's okay, because instead of a soundtrack, it'll just be this episode on loop.
Yeah, they'll get it sooner or later.
That sounds horrible. That is not a game experience I want.
And it's VR, so it's just all around you.
It is inescapable.
You can't escape it.
You just program, like, Ghost of Us saying all the things going through your house, so it's haunted by three podcasters. Well, sounds like we fixed that one. Another one in the bag.
Yeah, done and dusted.
That is the sound of a natural conclusion being reached.
Thank you, Sarah, for sponsoring this game development prompt.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
I hope you either do or don't meet a skeleton at a wedding, depending on your
proclivities.
Your outlook on weddings and skeletons.
Thank you, Dave, for launching this very successful game program.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave, for helping us invent Game of the Year 2019.
Thank you to our patrons.
Thanks, patrons.
Ah, fuck.
It's a new list.
Ah, fuck. There's a bunch more of you. I'm going right down the list. Yep. Thank you to our top-tier patrons. Sarah, who sponsored this episode. Robert, Timothy, Wade, Justin, Jeremiah, Lily, Jenna, Jen, and Heather.
Thank you all
so much. It's been really fun chatting with you in Discord. If you are one of those patrons and haven't signed up for Discord yet, join the party. It's free.
I'm looking at one or two of you in particular.
It's gotten real cool in there. There's so many pets.
Just a dollar.
If you would like to join our Discord server and you have pets, there's a channel for that. If you make art, there's a channel for sharing that. If you do share your art, I might make an MS Paint version and send it back to you. That is a service I provide.
And thank you always, Doug.
Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, John Waterbottle.
Thank you, John Waterbottle.
Thank you, Roald Dahl.
Thank you, Roald Dahl.
Thank you, Cherry Man.
Thank you, Cherry Man.
Thank you, the Neon.
Thank you,
it's
the Neon.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I've forgotten the Neon.
Yeah. Don't leave the Neon out.
It's always in my heart.
The Neon left us for a bit.
You fought the Neon at first.
I did.
You did.
I don't know if the fight has concluded. Yeah. I'm still not on board with the Neon. I don't even remember how the Neon happened, so I'm not thanking the Neon.
The Neon glow of something.
Thank you, Knives.
Thank you, Knives.
Juggalos.
Thank you, Juggalos. You're a fascinating group.
Thank you, General Grievous.
Thank you, General Grievous.
Thank you, George Lucas's throat Waddle.
Thank you, Waddle.
Thank you, Waddles.
We're with the folklore. That's how it works.
This has been What the Folklore. Thanks for listening to our show. If you have story suggestions for us, please send them to wtfolklore@gmail.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Special thanks to the Brobdingnagian Bards for the use of their song Happily Ever After from their album Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. If you enjoyed our show, please rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.